Okay, so life update. Now that I'm living in the desert, hydration is more important than ever. I actually notice a physical and mental difference when I am not hydrated. Also, flu season is right around the corner, and with winter months approaching, it's more important than ever to have a strong immune system. So you guys, this is why I'm having Liquid IV every single day. And in order for me to drink more water, I need it to actually taste good. And I also like to know that I'm doing something really good for my body. So not only is water great, but adding something that helps you hydrate even more is so important. You guys, I love having Liquid IV. I'm actually using it in the morning and I'm using it at night. So right now, Liquid IV is like my favorite way to get a bunch of my vitamins. Vitamin C is well known to help protect your body and support good health. And they have vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and well immune, all in convenient single serving packets. Vitamin D facilitates immune system function and improves your daily defense. Zinc is the second most abundant trace mineral in your body, and it supports your immune cell and health function. So with every purchase of Liquid IV, they donate a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. And I literally love that about this company. Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart, or you can order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY. I don't think this time is any different than any other time, because life is always a different version of hard. And I think right now we just realized that the stuff we thought was hard wasn't that hard. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to the show that you helped co-host. Questionably awesome.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Lori.
You know what's so great about the show, Evans, besides the fact that we host it together?
What?
Is that when we were thinking of the name Questionably Awesome, I don't think we realized how much gold we actually struck. Like,
me neither.
It is questionable if it's awesome and it is about answering these people's questions. I don't know what that was. Answering.
Answering
these amazing people's questions in an awesome way. So I don't think we quite realized what do you call that when we're not going to go there because my brain can't think about it.
A gold mine?
We'll call it a gold mine. That's what that's called. Thank you for that. You guys, if you're just tuning in, if you're new to Questionably Awesome, this is where, you know, you have to be in a much lighter mentality because
you really do.
We're probably, you know, going to give you some great life tidbits in a really funny way. And if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to like it.
Yeah. And that's okay. Have a great day.
Bye. You should tune out right now. Log off. I don't know if that's how you do it, but get out of here. All
get
right.
Get out of here.
How are you? You've moved.
I've moved to a new city of Indianapolis.
How does it feel?
Let me tell you, people here are very nice.
Oh my God, that's what I'm going through. We're going through the is this real people are so nice phase.
They're so nice.
Evans, I thought people were nice in California because for the most part, what I seek, I will find. So for the most part, I found a lot of really nice people, but I didn't realize how much I was letting it like be okay that people, there's a lot of non-acknowledgement in California, actually, to the point where at least, you know, because I walk every day for a lot of hours. We usually go on like two walks and I know you guys at least go on one walk. There's at least 10 people on each walk that pass you that actually don't even move over on the sidewalk. Like they'll take the whole sidewalk and walk into, like they would legitimately, I've always wanted to test it in California. that if I don't move, it's like playing chicken. If I don't move, will they move?
And they won't.
The answer is they will not. They will bump into you and then get super mad at you. Like, did you not see that I was looking at my phone and taking the middle of the sidewalk, you asshole?
It's so true. I don't know why that happened.
I'm not sure why either, but it's a very real thing. And it's very strange here to be acknowledged by just about everyone. I was like, oh my God, like people see you here. There's a lot to be said about being seen and feeling seen.
I totally agree. Like having people say like, good morning. How are you? Great.
I'm great now because of you, Bob.
Yeah. Because of you, nice man on your morning walk. Thank you, sir.
How special. What if we just stopped and like just made a huge deal out of how special it was that they acknowledged us?
Honestly, I think we should because it is a big deal when you say hello to someone. You don't realize it really does affect you when you're in California because it's like a slow state, but also a hustle state. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it you don't realize how things like that can either whittle away at you or give you energy. So it's just very cool to be on walks where I'm seen. It's very nice. I feel like, you know, it gives them more of a sense of community. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, for the most part in California, if you have a dog, you're meeting people, but you're meeting 20% of the people. We're here or elsewhere. Sometimes you're meeting a lot. 80% are saying hi. Those percentages are all made up, by the way. So I feel like when I use percentages, it does make me sound smarter, even though you can throw in a quick, like, I don't know what the percentage is, but I bet it's this. So that works.
Yeah, that's
well.
A good way to add something to the conversation. Be like, oh, 30% of people usually do this.
Yeah. And not all the time, but I think that's the percentage. So I'm always giving them a warning that this is not real, but you got to do it in a quick way that makes you sound smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use percentages a lot. And I'm like, you don't even understand. You don't even like percent. You didn't even pass the percentage class in school. Okay.
Me neither.
That's because they were too real. I need more hypothetical. Okay. So you're feeling like this was about your move. How are you actually feeling though? Like if your soul could just go on blast right now, like the part of your soul that you're trying to keep quiet, what would it say? Like the one that's like, this is my real talk soul.
It would say, yes.
Would it really?
Oh, yeah. I'm really jazzed.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. I'm pretty jazzed, too. Like, the only parts I miss are the weather. But there's amazing weather here right now. So, you guys, if you didn't know, Chris and I have moved to Scottsdale. You are in Indianapolis. And it's nice to just, like, change it up, right?
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah, different completely.
City, different things to explore. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it already is awesome. It's amazing. Okay, so tell me about your quote.
Oh, my quote? I think I went with him last week, but I'm doing it again.
Okay.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Love.
He says, you can start with nothing and out of no way, a way will be made.
I like that for where you're at in life.
Me too. Yeah. Fresh start.
Yep. You talking about that yet? Or are we going to talk about that in a different podcast?
Oh, yeah. We can talk about it. I put in my notice for my job and it went terribly.
Thank you for sharing. I didn't know if we could fully share or not. Not a good sign. Like, we were just talking about that. She's like, it did not go well. Like, it was not a nice, not happy for this next chapter of your life.
No. And you know, when you wish you did things differently, anyway, you know,
but that's a great, and we don't have to talk about this with your job. But you can wish all you want that you did things different. You may have said something different. You may have shown up differently, but ultimately sometimes when you're getting that result, it's like, no matter what you would have done, it kind of says a lot about the other person as well. And you can't spend time. So what I'm trying to get to is like, every time I've sat and I wish I would have done this differently, it does nothing but cause me pain. And sometimes things happened for a reason the way that they did to show you this, right? Like, because maybe if you would have done things differently, the response would have been different, except this response was still a response that this person was very capable of. So yes. I actually think no matter who the person was, even if you would have done it differently, they're going to you either handle things in a beautiful way, no matter how crappy it is with the person coming at you, or you don't. So I actually think you may have handled it in the way that you were meant to, in order to, because I bet you're pretty okay with leaving now that that's happened.
Yeah. I have a hope that I can still make it to the beautiful way.
Yeah.
You know,
and there very much could be.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's not Evans, what would happen if you didn't? What would happen if you didn't get the result that you wanted ultimately?
If it ends in a very crappy, just everyone's angry at each other way, then I think the best thing to do is just move forward and not dwell in it.
Yeah. And you're going to be the same person and know that it's not you. Because if I asked everybody who knows you, they would be like, I don't even know how a person could be mad at her. Like, they wouldn't.
Oh, trust me. It happens.
Yeah, but they wouldn't understand. I know that it happens, but they would just be like, how? I don't know.
Dark side.
I mean, I could have been, I guess, mad at you for wanting to go somewhere else simply because I would want you as like my, you know, assistant forever. So I could have been like, jerk, I'm so mad at you. I can't believe you're leaving. I thought this was a great relationship. And instead I'm like, okay, this really blows, because this would have been, I mean, this was amazing. But at the same time, I completely understand why you need to like move on and what works for your soul and what environment you need. And
yeah,
I also know that you're probably a entrepreneur. So I do think that that's going to be really hard to employ you for a long time.
Ooh.
I think that's why you're not like, I think that's why you struggle with like, I mean, like some of the jobs that you go to, because you're more qualified than the positions. I mean, your positions are like amazing positions, but I also think you're an entrepreneur. So unfortunately, you're going to have trouble with jobs, because I think that you are a creative entrepreneur. So
I got to figure my life out.
Yeah. We can stop talking about that if you like, but I'm just telling you, I think that's why it's
maybe someone else is like that too. I bet you there are other people that are thinking the same thing.
Oh, I think there's majority of the people listening to this. So it's probably really refreshing to hear like, huh, maybe I'm not finding that dream thing because I'm supposed to create the dream thing.
Yep.
Strange.
You gotta make it.
You gotta make it. All right. I have a quote for you.
Oh,
Albert
cool.
Einstein, because he's got great hair. He says, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change.
That is a really good quote.
I'm like obsessed with that quote. I've never heard it before this morning researching it. Because like, adaptability, when I really think about it, is kind of the ultimate, like, it's the ultimate move, right? If you can adapt and change, like, you're going to be just fine in this world. It's when we grip on to like, oh, this should have gone this way, or this is how things were, and now I can't believe they're this way, and I'm angry about it. Like, that's called regression. Like, that's going to make you so stuck. So the ultimate measure of intelligence is the ability to change. Damn. Albert does it again.
Albert knew everything.
Literally everything. It's so sad that when people pass away, all of those years of building that brain are like, I mean, in this case, it's not gone with him because he's left it all to us, which also says why Evans needs to get everything out into the world, because it would be such a shame if all of that knowledge and humor and wittiness and genius, which I know is coming, like, and comedic, like, just brilliance, you can't trap that up in that brain.
Wow. Yeah. I really wish you took Benadryl more often.
So I couldn't sleep last night. So I took I took one Benadryl, because that's all you need.
Oh yeah.
By the way, this is not a Benadryl ad. I don't promote taking Benadryl. but I told her, I'm like, oh my God, I am so groggy. Like, what a mistake. Yeah.
Do you ever take Dramamine? Because sometimes I'll take that and it's like, whoa, baby.
Oh, God. I used to get so sick when I would go on like roller coasters when I was a teenager. And all my friends just happened to be those freaks who love like give me more roller coasters and they can eat like 12 hot dogs and still go on and be fine. And I was the person who like could kind of like focus on a cart while it was spinning while I'm on the ground and get sick. So... So I would take Dramamine and go on these roller coasters all day with them, except I would feel like I was drugged and like they dragged me out of bed at 2 a.m. And it was a horrible experience. But because I didn't want to be left out, it was awful. Like I actually think there's no, if you want to torture me, make me tired and make me try to do life tired. So I
agree.
Hated it.
There's nothing worse.
There's nothing worse. I am not like I'm kind of a mean person when I'm tired.
Me too.
I'm doing okay right now though, Evans. I think it's because I'm on here.
Yeah, you're doing great.
So this is going to be just great. Yeah. How about a review?
Oh, I got one.
Let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay. This is from Kaizen19.
Hi, Kaizen.
They say, quick inspirational hits. Love these podcasts are short and provide a quick inspirational hit or new idea. Always gets me thinking, even if I've heard what is said before. I've also gotten great book recommendations. The Big Leap is a must read.
Must. Oh my God. So sweet. Must. Thank you so, so much for your review. Evans, how do these reviews make you feel?
You know, like if you were to jump inside a marshmallow, but it's not sticky. It's like really soft in there.
I love that. I thought you were going to be like, that's a great analogy. Let's use that one more. And also if you could jump inside of a Care Bear.
Oh yeah. It would be really welcoming and there'd be like happy colored snacks.
A marshmallow might be better because it's sweet. You could eat.
It is sweet.
You can eat your way out.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't eat your way out of a Care Bear.
No, you'd want to stay in there.
Yeah, because that'd be really weird. What do we do next? Questions.
There's some good questions. You're not going to believe what the subject is.
What's the subject?
Making a big change.
I can't believe that. Okay, I researched quotes about change. So that's why that one came up.
Whew, obviously, okay.
Because the quote says change in it. So
are you ready for this?
I think so. You may have to answer some of these. My brain's like, if you could see my brain right now, that my mouse on my wheelie cart is not, he's asleep. What's the chubby mouse from Cinderella?
Oh, is it Gus Gus?
Gus Gus. Gus Gus.
Cinderella, I love Gus,
Cinderella,
Gus.
You can make your dress so pretty. There's nothing to it really. Wait, it's like this.
I love Gus Gus.
Gus Gus. Gus Gus. I felt like him when I did that.
Okay, Gus Gus, I got a question for you.
I'm ready.
This is from Lauren Jewel, and they asked, super pretty name. How do you know when to let go of something that's great, but isn't aligned with where you're going?
Oh, that answer is clear. If you're asking this question, let that go.
You already know.
You already know. It's not clear. Well, there's some interesting blurred lines here because sometimes when the thing that you love starts to get hard, we can convince ourselves that it's not for us because we're like, if this was supposed to be for me, wouldn't these people be coming out of the woodwork? Wouldn't this be happening? Wouldn't this event have filled? Wouldn't this program have filled? Wouldn't these investors have shown up? Wouldn't this be so much easier? No. But there are points where it's kind of like in your gut, you will, if you sat with yourself and asked yourself, is this still for me? Is this still like something? If the outcome were easy, is this still something that I would be so freaking excited about? What do you think? I mean, I know that you really do know, just like, probably the same reason you've known you were going to give your 2 weeks at your job, probably for a lot longer than what you actually did, is because you just kind of know. And I think the energy is gone from it. Like your excitement around it just is not there. And you're resuscitating a you know, a dead horse over and over. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you get this. Well, I get this feeling in my stomach and I know that there are some things that I want to try. And if I don't do them, I will be so upset if I get hit by a bus tomorrow and I never did them. Like, that would be really shitty.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And sometimes it's a matter of just having a conversation and being like, I need more in my role right now. I need to change up what I'm doing. I love my job, but it's like feeling icky right now. Mm. Or maybe it's, I need to step away completely. I don't know. But I feel like you get that feeling.
You definitely get that feeling. And I think just by this question, it's a question of like, you know, does it start to tell you? Does it not start to tell? Like right now, I would never ask the question about light pink. I would never be like, is this something I should really do? The question is like, you know, I have doubt questions about myself. So I think mm-hmm. the questions more come on, am I capable of this? Not, is this something I want to do? So yeah. That's also a differentiator as well. I think the questions based around fear will be different. If it's, you know, it'll be kind of like what I said. It'll be more questions based on, are you capable of this, instead of, is this for me?
Yes.
So
totally.
And I think that, am I capable of these questions, are also a sign that it probably is for you.
Oh, yeah. I had a call with my counselor on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about identifying patterns in yourself. Mm. And if you like I have a bad pattern of, I'll want to try something and I'll come to it and then I'll make a billion reasons why I can't do it, or I'll just like paralyze myself.
Yep.
And then we talked about how a lot of times that's just rooted in fear.
Yes.
Just like you said. And you just have to identify that, okay, this is a pattern, this is fear. But it doesn't really mean anything because it's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. And it's just always what you've known. And in order to create the change, you have to do something different. I mean, I'm so there right now. I'm like breaking patterns left and right, or trying to, because, yep. you know, I have a pattern too of the like, I will do the things that feel big, but not the things that feel huge. So the things Ooh. That feel huge, I'll always be like, no, this is where my ability ends. And yeah. our ability only ends at the extent in which you're willing to ask for help. And that's interesting, because like, we don't do things alone. It's like, if you were willing to ask for all the help you need around all the things that you want to do, Evans, the help would be there. It's just, are we willing to ask for the help that we need to get there? It's so crazy. I'm right there with you. So we just both need to be asking. Great question. What's the next question?
Ooh, the next one is, excuse me. This is from @Gail_Mitch. And she says, do you get decision remorse? If so, how do you mitigate it?
Of course I get decision remorse. And, you know, some decisions were meant to be, and some decisions I made a wrong decision, but I actually did a podcast about believing there is no wrong decision, because without that wrong decision, you wouldn't now know that the next time an occurrence like that happens and these feelings are familiar, that, so let's say you make a decision, and Evans, let's even use you for example, like you make a decision to leave into, you know, your job right now. And it's like, you look back and you're like, wow, I shouldn't have left that. And here's how I was feeling, and, you know, should have known that I shouldn't have left because I still felt this way. So next time, all we're literally doing is applying the feelings and familiar circumstances to like, oh, last time I read this feeling wrong, or last time I pulled this trigger too early, or, you know, oh, this is a familiar experience, because that's the only way that we learn, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that remorse is a feeling that you shouldn't sit in longer than, you know, God. I don't think you should sit in it at all. It's actually, I think, one of the most toxic feelings you can sit in. So I think that, yes, there's been remorse, but I don't dwell there, because that is just that again is like standing in cement. So whenever you feel remorse, just know that you're putting your feet in a bucket of cement. And it's like, instead of remorse, I literally say, okay, if I'm regretting something about this, what is the lesson that I can take from it and apply forward? Because a lot of things in life that humans do that we can sit and regret. And those are the people who don't do anything. Those are the, yep. like, that's, those are literally, there's a bucket of people. There's two pools. It's the people who learn the lessons from remorse and, you know, forgive themselves and move forward, and the people who stay in remorse and don't forgive themselves. And those are yeah. two things that go hand in hand, and they keep you stuck for the rest of your life. So I just think turn remorse into a gratitude for the lesson.
That's a good, I like that. I even do that. This is a weird example, but like over the holidays, if you drink a couple days in a row
yeah.
and then I'm like, oh, why did I do that? And I feel terrible about myself and I shouldn't blah, blah, blah. And then you like spiral down to this dark
yes.
space. And it's like, oh my gosh, just, it's okay. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes. It, you know, you're under that spell of that thing right now too. Like you, I always think that I'm like, I'm just under the spell of the alcohol for the next like 2 days. All I have to do is yeah. like get out from under the spell by not drinking so much and by drinking a lot of water and feeling healthy. It's the same with remorse. It's like, I'm just under the spell of remorse right now. All I have to do is keep saying prayers, forgiving myself, yep. going on walks, hanging out with positive people, maybe sharing this with people, helping me get through it. And like moving forward and finding the lesson. It's the same exact thing. It's like, all right, so how do I support myself around this feeling? Okay, first you got to stop thinking about it. First you got to stop choosing to think about it. Next, you got to find something else to replace the thought with, because you can't just say, I'm going to stop thinking about this. You have to yeah. actually replace it with another thought or another thing and move forward. I love that you shared that, because that's, it's the same steps. It's the same exact steps. So, all right, Evans, what are your final thoughts?
Oh man, excuse me. My final thoughts are that there are a lot of changes right now, and it's a lot of, it's weird times, but just one thing at a time. It's all you can do, and hang in there
for the rest of your life. I don't think this time is any different than any other time, because life is always a different version of hard. And I think yeah. right now we just realized that the stuff we thought was hard wasn't that hard. So
that's like, a good, that's a really good way to look at it.
There's always something hard to focus on. And if you, you know, I just think you got to always find the silver lining of everything. Okay. So with that said, Evans, thank you so much for this amazing podcast. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
I feel a little more awake. I'm very excited to see what your future holds. I feel like we just took a turn that's going to be real, real fun to talk about.
Ooh, we'll see yeah. what happens.
All right, you guys, until next time, remain questionably awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.